on Rockin' Rant number 26 today, I'm going to be tackling age and body shaming of our most beloved and most influential rock and roll stars. Let's talk about that next.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Ludini Rock and Roll Circus coming back at you in your face, live and in person, right here on Facebook. Yes, we go live with this thing. Actually, I always talk about our live show, our live hard rock and metal circus, but these rock and rants are actually live as well, except we do them in a closed group. And if you'd like more information about that, I will tell you about how you can get in on that at the end. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Lots of cool podcasts there. Rock and Rants, Hard Rock and Metal Circus, specialty shows, guitar stuff, interviews, all kind of cool stuff at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Great merchandise as well, LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. So let's get into today's topic, which is age and body shaming of these men and women who have given the world such amazing music and brought so much joy. And beyond just bringing joy, I mean, if you're a true rock fan, the music goes beyond just entertainment. I think that the casual fan is like, oh yeah, it's just some, you know, it's background or whatever. But people like me and Lily V6 and Keith and the different people that hang out with us here, a lot of our fans, most of you guys, are really enthusiastic. You know that rock means a lot more than that. And that men and women that laid the foundation for this deserve a hell of a lot more respect than they're getting with a lot of this crap that's floating around in social media. Especially right now, the big one is Vince Neil. But Axl Rose has gotten it. A lot of different people have got it. And it's just wrong. Stop. I could end the video right there by just saying stop. Don't do it anymore. But first of all, let me say that let me kind of get into where I think some of this is coming from, because I think it's coming from a couple of different places. First of all, I think a lot of people that are doing this aren't what I would call real rock fans. They are more casual fans. They see these people kind of in a cultural context, not as much. They're not as much fans of the music, so they feel like it's fair game. So they're not true fans in that sense. I think there's another aspect of this that I think goes a lot deeper, and these people were held up to us in the 70s, especially in the 80s, with it being on MTV. These people were elevated to the status of idols. That's why the show is called American Idol. What is an idol? An idol is an object of worship. So in a way, these folks are the gods of rock and roll. And what happens when you see your god getting fat or slowing down or getting old or getting wrinkles or getting a saggy face or getting a, you know, big gut, whatever? You start to feel insecure. You start to feel insecure with your place in the world and how you relate to these people and how they relate to your life. And maybe you were wrong, and maybe they aren't that important. Maybe they aren't that great. And you start to realize they are just human beings after all. That is a scary thing to happen. And what do people do when they're scared? They usually lash out. Many times, most of the time, just with words, thank God. But sometimes it breaks out into actual violence. And I think that this insecurity, this fear stuff, is at the heart of many, many problems around the world, not just in rock and roll. And that's a subject for another video that I'm not going to get into here. So I think there's this element of insecurity. Oh, these people are held up to us as gods. They're really not gods. They're like, you know, we don't want them to be like us. We want them to be bigger than life. We want them to be eternally youthful and eternally in great shape. That's not reality. So we get kind of creamed in the face with the reality pie and we freak out a little bit. So we throw these crazy things all over the internet. I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. They deserve way more respect than that. They are only human. So you got hit with a case of reality. deal with it. Put your big girl pants on, put your big boy pants on, grow up and deal with it and realize that it's really about the music. Now, I understand that some of these artists that banked a little bit more on their looks and image during that era, you know, they kind of like painted a little more of a target on their chest, but that's still not an excuse. I just want to bring out both sides of it and show where I believe it is coming from, not to justify it. So it has to stop. There's also a great article, and I'm going to put a link to it here on Facebook, and as well, it'll be in the show notes, to an article by, her name is Marietta Moonshine. And this comes from metaldevastationradio.com. We're going to put the link there. She has a great article on this that covers some different points that I'm covering, but it's very cool. So we're going to stop the age shaming, right? I know I've been guilty of it too. We've poked a little fun at Axl Rose a few times and Vince Neil, but it really has to stop. Amazing music, amazing artists. Oh, and one more thing I just want to say is that rock is now the kind of music that you can make well into old age. I saw Slayer this year. They're not young guys, but they were vicious as F. Yeah, I'm trying not to curse on this. You can still do it. The Stones are putting out a new record. Sammy Hagar's got a new record out. A lot of these folks have gotten together with other bands and they're still making great music. I don't know if I mentioned Glenn Hughes yet, but Glenn Hughes sounds vicious. He's a guy in his 70s. It sounds absolutely amazing. So there's no reason that they can't be making great music well into old age, just like the old blues guys did. It's still totally mean. It's still put on a great show and everything. It's going to be a little bit different. Our bodies change. We all get a little bit older. Let's grow up. Let's love the music that we always love. And let's move forward and stop this silly age shaming, because really it just breeds a lot of bad feelings and we don't need any of that. You can turn on the TV and get bad feelings anytime you want. So we're going to stop that, right? Okay. All right, guys, please leave me your comments. What do you think about this age and body shaming of our elder stateswomen and elder statesmen of rock and roll? I'd love to know your thoughts on it. I'm going to take a quick peek right now if anybody's hanging out live. I want to shout out to Ford Thurston for joining in today and hanging out with us live. Appreciate you, Ford. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, you've been listening to our rock and rant. If you'd like to hang out and party live with us like Ford Thurston's doing right now, like Ed Roman does a lot of our different fans, Michael Goltz, a lot of different people chime in while we're doing these things live. You can get access to that and a whole bunch of really cool stuff, exclusive music, exclusive video, hang out with some cool people, and you can do that at LouLombardiRocks.com. Go to LouLombardiRocks.com. That'll give you access to our private stuff, and you can join the party. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with me. My name is Lou Lombardi, aka Ludini, and I will catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.